Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. You're listening to Up North News.
It is a rainy Friday morning in western Wisconsin, and if it's not rainy by you yet, it probably is on the way. This is Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlow, and I'm joined now by Mark Jacob, who by his own admission here, used to edit Page One stories for the Chicago Tribune and also for the Sun-Times, and as his bio says, and these are sweet words to my ears, now allowed to have opinions. He's also the co-author of 8 books on history and photography. And he and I and a few others have been working either through the Courier Newsroom ranks and outside, you know, in other endeavors to essentially bang the drum that while it's important to have, you know, free media, First Amendment and everything else, it's got to be done in a way that is less both sides-ish for the sake of both sides-ish, less horse race, and maybe start calling out people who are trying to burn down the racetrack overall. Mark, it's good to have you here. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
You have, for folks that anybody checks out his pinned tweet up at the top, he makes note that, you know, he and I and others in the past, you know, we would try to treat Republicans and Democrats equally. You thought that was the way to be fair. He says when he edited political stories, you went so far as to count the quotes from Republicans and Democrats, thinking an equal number would make us fairer and not think you were helping either party. I remember that well. I would be looking for sound bites. And if it was if the Democrat talked for, you know, 16 seconds and the Republican's soundbite was 9 seconds, I went really hard to try to see if I could find another 7 second, you know, soundbite to go along so that we wouldn't get those angry phone calls. And I, you know, now in hindsight, what a fool's errand that was. It really didn't do enough to pay attention to the substance. And Mark, I think that's lessons that newsrooms are still having to learn.
Yeah, yes, and they haven't learned them yet. Many of them have not. You know, and that approach, that kind of equal time approach, makes sense if some amount of sense if both parties are behaving in the same level of honesty or level of corruption. If they're telling the truth the same amount of time, that, you know, that might work out for you. But unfortunately, and I was in the business for 40 years, so, you know, I've watched it happen. You know, if you look back in the 80s and 90s, there were a lot of bipartisan scandals, you know, like Keating 5 and Abscam, and the Democrats, you know, a lot of them got indicted. You know, it was one of those things. It was equal opportunity corruption.
Right.
But there's been a real evolution in that. I think maybe you could credit Obama for it a little bit as far as kind of cleaning up things. But if there's just no question from, if you look at things, that the Republican Party is more corrupt now than the Democratic Party. It just is. And I'm not like saying that because I'm not a Democrat. I'm an independent. And I've just been watching it happen. And the fact that, you know, when you just look at who gets indicted, just look at all the kind of stuff. Look at all the people who had to run out of the Trump cabinet because they were corrupt. And when you see that, and then you see the same coverage in major news media where, oh, well, let's bring Mick Mulvaney on to lie another time.
Right.
It's frustrating because it lends legitimacy to people who are known liars who shouldn't even be invited on the air.
As you've written, Hillary Clinton mishandled emails. George W. Bush lied to get us into a war. Both were bad. One was way worse.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with saying that. And now we face, again, at the risk of speculation, because we don't know everything yet, but, you know, a former president does not get his home and his safe searched, you know, just for thank you notes that he writes to a North Korean leader. That we're talking some kind of national security concerns, and they should not be framed as, oh, here's why that's bad for Merrick Garland, or here's why that's bad for Joe Biden. We're talking about the potential for very serious crimes here.
And the more we learn about that, the more we see that the Justice Department tried to give Trump every opportunity to follow the law, and he just simply refused to. I mean, that there was months ago they issued a subpoena that he just ignored. So the rule of law is super important now. And it's and that's part of what I'm talking about, Pat, as far as the Republican Party changing from a mainstream party to a radical, dangerous fascist organization, is the fact that, look at this, look, they're like trying to defund the FBI. They're like, they're trashing law enforcement. Whenever, you know, they're in the back of the blue, except if they're going after us, is what the is their view. Except they should let the Republicans commit crimes. So, right. so it's, and you know, my parents campaigned for Barry Goldwater. It's not like, you know, it's not like I come from some communist cell somewhere. It's it, and I've watched this happen, and it's very distressing to me because, you know, I know why my parents were campaigning for Barry Goldwater. It wasn't because they were right-wing racists or something. It was because they loved American values, and they wanted this country to be safe. And when you see what how the Republicans are, you know, assaulting democracy, and you know this latest scandal at Mar-a-Lago, it's they've trashed the history of the Republican Party, in my opinion.
Well, and it is that utter convenience of when do you back the blue? You know, when do you back the badge? And that it is very easy to use you know the local badge when it suits you, when you're attacking, you know, quote unquote Chicago or quote unquote Milwaukee, right. You know, versus white collar crime. Mark Jacob is with us. We're going to be joined next by Professor Melissa Scanlon for a bit to talk about the Inflation Reduction Act and climate, and then more conversation with Mark Jacob. This is Up North News. We'll be right back.